And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, listeners, to this session of Your Tech Eagle. Yesterday was just a temporary pause in terms of me not being here with Franz, just manning that session of yesterday, that was Tuesday, for the time being. But we're back to the discussion point that I actually left you guys off on, and that was the streaming discussion. Now, where we left off, and I'm going to stress once again, rules of engagement, that rules of engagement, we will only start with callers interactions from 11:30. So that being, 18 minutes from now. But in the meantime, the recapping session will take place, because today's session of streaming will be how to get you, or how to advise you. That's now, doesn't matter if you're, 11 years old, 10 years old, 15, 20, 21, 25, 30, 35, 45, you name it. Everyone, consider streaming, or even just if you wish, you can morph that or change it slightly into just starting like a little diary. Video diaries about, just your life experiences, your day's experiences, and how your day went. Usually it helps you just to recap, helps you with talking to yourself. If you actually do talk to yourself, you might need a little bit more help from a professional, like a psychologist. According to, psychologists that I've read about, if you talk a lot to yourself, and it's not you recording yourself, you might have a little bit more, much more issues. That might count me, but still, if we take a look and stay on the discussion point of streaming, or just, making electronic recordings of your day's interactions, of your day's sort of like happenings, what you felt, how you felt, stuff like that. Like a normal diary session used to work, used to function way, way back when, people still held it, still owned diaries. You would write down every day's session, jotting it down, what your experiences were, what your thoughts were on various points. Even if you were like a 15-year-old teenager who you loved, who you're in love with, who had a crush on you, who you did not like, whose attitude just was not the most conducive attitude, because as we all were teenagers at one stage, these were the type of things that we used to do in terms of owning a diary. However, things have changed. Now we've got electronics to work with and various electronic platforms. Now, streaming, guys, where I left off was, in essence, streaming was all about, what is it? How does it work? What were the functions? So, just to recap once again, what is streaming? So, streaming, in terms of what we see as today, what you see today, even what I'm doing right now, if you go onto our Facebook page on Eagle FM, you would see that we are technically streaming, and I'm, you can see me there in action live, because streaming usually has to do with you viewing someone that is recording live. Facebook has that option. Google has had that option for a long time. Yeah, approximately 5-6 years. Other platforms that exist that allow for streaming, or that were actually developed for the purpose of streaming, had been Twitch. Twitch was more known as a content creator setup. But however, with Twitch, if you just want to own an account, you have to pay subscriptions and a subscription amount, almost like a Netflix account. So you have to pay per month. Even if you're just there to view people's content, you have to pay per month. With YouTube, it's for free. It's totally for free. All you have got to do is just follow, subscribe with people. And what's the other funny thing that you have to, that they always promote? Oh yes, and click the bell icon. That's what they constantly say. Usually that's got to do when all those streamers have to do with Google AdSense, or have signed up or enabled the Google AdSense in that same way. Because Google AdSense actually pays you in terms of if you reach a specific amount of subscribers, a specific amount of views, then they start, what's the word that I wanted to use? They start remunerating you. Remuneration is, they start paying you technically. So you get compensated for generating a following, compensated for generating a viewership, compensated for generating a sort of like a subscription, a steady subscription. Now, it is one of the ways for these digital platforms, first and foremost, to stay popular with, people, views, audiences, and so on around the world. Now, with streaming, guys, what is it? So first and foremost, these are simple web pages, meaning simple internet web pages, with maybe an image or two. However, with, you know, everyone that has a decent amount or decent speed of internet connection, you can watch high definition movies or video call or even, you know, do various other sort of like live discussion talks. Now, this is because of this technology that runs in the background, known as streaming. Now, streaming is a continuous transmission of audio or video file from a server to a client. You being the client, meaning the person watching the thing. So, as you are watching me now on Tech Eagle, you know, conducting the discussion for today, there on our Facebook page, it's actually you accessing a server. Your PC, your phone accessing a server. The server, you know, allows us here to set up and connect out in terms of broadcasting in that same sense. Now, from there, you'd probably be asking the question in terms of how do I get into streaming? Now, we are running through Facebook. Facebook is a different, has a different setup. Google or YouTube has a different setup. Twitch has a different setup. So in each element, you've got different setups. But in today's discussion, I'm going to stress to you just, you know, how to get some of the basics out of the way. What are these basics? These basics determine things like, what do you want to talk about on your streaming platform or even on your discussion that you wish to host? Because it's not just about having the equipment, saying, yes, I've got my smartphone, I've got a strong enough internet connection or decent enough, you know, access to Wi-Fi, to a decent Wi-Fi connection. And, you know, you can just go on. You know, you can technically, you can make a stream or content for streaming out of almost anything. Out of almost, as long as it's not illegal, guys, let's just, you know, take that in mind. As long as it's not something illegal. However, in terms of taking a look at, and if you're wondering, what do you want to talk about? Because you've got to keep people hooked. You've got to generate enough content for people to stay, you know, anticipated, or not anticipated, but more in, you know, for wanting more. Now, here's one of the easiest things. First off, if you want to, you know, set yourself a realistic goal, don't get into the thing, especially if you're going to do it there at home, or even wherever you are in your backyard or on the farm or in the village, wherever you are, don't go in trying to think it's a get-rich-quick scheme. Don't, guys. A lot of these streamers actually, you know, they were flaking, waffling about for something, a better part of like 6 months, 7 months. You can ask them all. A lot of them were like, you know, truly struggling. They had an 8-to-5 job. Well, they're in the same, most of them are in the same age range as me, or some, most of them were assisted by their parents. Most of them were assisted in, you know, one or other way. Let's say like a wife or a husband, you know, that assists them, or mom and a dad. Because in essence, some of them don't have jobs. So you've also got to divide up your time. Because content creation is not just about you opening up the thing and then you go like, yay, let's make something spontaneous. No. Spontaneity will work only so far. If you're in it to become a internet icon, a, you know, sort of like a TV star or trying to rehearse stuff, you can make, as I mentioned, anything for streaming. But how realistic is this approach? Now, if you think of becoming a host, you know, and you think about the reasons that you might want to stream yourself, you have a range of things to choose from. They can be activities like playing games, cooking, cleaning the yard. The best one, actually, during 2020 was on Twitch of a, was it a Samoan guy? He was a Samoan carpenter. And he opened up a Twitch account just doing carpentry things. But what he would do is, what made him popular was because he was always smiling. And he was always, you know, singing while he was doing his carpentry jobs. So what he was technically just doing was going about his day, doing his job, singing, smiling, and, you know, one or two sort of like cameos were featured by his wife and his children that would come through and then, you know, just talk to him. So a lot of people followed him because of his friendly demeanor, the very friendly, you know, just warmth that he was he was generating in his videos, which is one of the selling points. One of the biggest earning streamers on YouTube is actually, I think it's a 10-year-old boy. A 12-year-old boy. 12-year-old boy. And all he does is test toys. His parents decided to record him as young as a baby, you know, interacting with toys. And they just put these sessions on their YouTube page. And from there on, others started subscribing and following him. And then it became this fully fledged thing. But here's the thing, guys. That child is now 12. So 12 years back, if you count 12 years back, that was 2011, 2010. The earliest parts of when, you know, YouTube was looking in the same sense where people would, you know, were starting to generate content themselves and stuff like that. That child, the account, the YouTube account, is actually administered by the parents. The parents have enabled Google AdSense because Google AdSense actually counts how much, you know, earnings each of these content creators are paid by them. And he's actually, that boy's account is actually the one of the largest accounts in the world. Meaning they've got the largest subscribers, the largest viewerships. Second on to that is also the largest, you know, earnings in terms of being a content creator. As I mentioned, guys, don't go in for it for the money. Never start off for it for the money. Even though you'll be investing in the hardware, you'll be investing in your infrastructure to get going if you are planning on becoming a streamer. Now, as I mentioned, you've got a whole host of activities to look at. Anywhere from telling stories to being a musician to even just reviewing videos or even just to playing a game or even just to sort of like doing, you know, various kinds of things that you do or talk about various discussion points or topics. One guy that I actually follow on YouTube is an Italian. He's based in the UK, but he speaks to you about various other aspects of Latin. The language Latin. Yes, the dead language. It's a dead language. It doesn't exist anymore. But because he's got a background in terms of his academic upbringing, meaning his master's and his PhD, so on, he explains to you how Latin had been involved. Apart from that, I'm also Catholic because I've heard a lot of Latin during Mass when going to church as a boy. So the language has a little bit of a romance element to it. So that was also one of the discussion points that attracted me to this. And that's one of the reasons why I follow Metatron. That's his account name on YouTube. Metatron. Now, Metatron hosts a lot of discussion points about the ancient Mediterranean civilizations. Yeah, sure, it piques your interest to an extent, but then, you know, you always try to consume other content creation elements as well. Now, in streaming, guys, you've got to understand, you've got to know what you're going to talk about. It's essential what you're going to talk about. So, in terms of thinking it's, like I stressed, thinking it's a get-rich-quick scheme, it's a quick, easy way for you to earn some money very quickly, no. It's not as einfach, it is not as straightforward, and it's not as easy as you think. Because one of the interesting things that you've got to look at is, what are you going to talk about? Now, whatever your angle, there's another element that you always have to uphold. Consistency. You've got to be consistent in terms of delivering your content. Meaning, if you're going to make 10-minute videos about whatever you're doing, whatever your activity you're participating in, you've got to stick to your 10-minute limit because you already established yourself as a 10-minute limit. Although you do have freedom because it is all about, you know, your channel, it is your account that you opened up, you've got to first and foremost think about for how long and how much. Not money quantity, you know, how much of the content you want to, you know, create. So there is a guy that I follow. He's actually sort of like a social commentator, meaning he talks about dating, and he's got the worst dating advice, just to let you know. But I watch him because of the comedy that he incorporates. Just like our Free Your Mind, I actually watch him because of the comedy. Now, a replicant fish can make anywhere between a 2-minute video or a 24-minute video. And it always alternates, meaning he does not have a consistent, sort of like a predicted video length. It's always not the same. Another one is also because I'm also a journalist, I also consume other journalistic networks and their video lengths. Not video links, but also for how long their content is. One is an international guy known as Novara Media. They can make anywhere between 5 minutes up to a full-on 1-hour 30-minute session or video. However, the 1-hour 30-minute discussions are always later on broken up because of important sessions that they take out. And they usually have this element for, if you just want to listen to one specific discussion that was part of their previous day's full-on broadcast, because they also go live, they also stream. So just like we do here at ELFM, we've got your podcasting on our website. You've got the element of following us, watching us directly on our Facebook page, listening to us through our mobile app. That's now through your phone, or even if you wish to log in through any other platform that has the ability to carry or anticipate, what's the word I actually want to, or accommodate the mobile app, you can do so. You can still stay connected with us. Now, in all these important elements, it's about how well you present the discussion. Now, before we head over to our ad break that'll be coming up just about the next minute and a half, it's important to let you know, guys, that at 11:30, we'll be taking calls if you want to come through, have a discussion about streaming and so on. But do list to understand that you'll just be a content creator. There are so many guys in terms of people that are even mechanics, carpenters, as I mentioned, even cooks or chefs, that just decided to do their own thing. A lot of stand-up comedians are on YouTube, for that matter, because YouTube is the easiest one to access. You can access it on your phone. It's the easiest one to access. Plus, it's also for free in a technical way, except for your data plan. However, we'll be talking about certain things that you need to be taking in consideration when you decide to stream. That's now on the hardware element, the investment of hardware. It'll be taking a look at your PC, because you will be needing a PC. It can be a laptop, but you will, in some cases, if you are going to go live, you will sometimes need a very strong processing machine. And the technicalities around sort of like, its processing power. If you want to invest that much, then you've got to look at things like your microphones and so on. Even, just going on an entire sort of like expansion in terms of your hardware. On that note, we'll come back right after the short break and see you after this.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody?
It's time to celebrate your culture wherever you go. Are you ready to win big with a passion for your culture? Then you should definitely be part of the Culture Collection Journey as we display Namibia's diverse culture across the country. Buy any Omaire, Oshitaka or Oshikandela product and SMS the unique code on the gable top or cap to 88100 to win your share of $500,000 Namibian dollars. Keep pack as proof. Valid from 18 March to 29 April 2022. Culture Collection. Celebrate your culture. T's and C's apply. Powered by Namibia Dairies.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. There were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire.
fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
And returning back from our extended break right there, we step into the second half of today's discussion for streaming. And if you want to get into this content creation aspect, remember, guys, I'm stressing it again. This is not a roadmap for you to get rich quick. It is a long one. If you want to get famous, you want to build up a following, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of investment that will be taking place. But the nice thing is you can stream from almost any device, from your laptop, from even a tablet or a phablet, even from your phone, and even from a standing PC. So first and foremost, taking a look at some of the hardware that can assist you in this regard. If you're going to be a gamer, and that's for, there's one guy here from, he's actually from Rehoboth. He's a streamer on Facebook. He makes use of the Facebook platform because he has a, it's a PlayStation 5. Yeah, he uses a PlayStation 5. He's even got sponsorship and everything and all that. But for him to get to the level in terms of getting to where he currently is, of getting a sponsor and all that, and all the sponsors are Namibian entirely, they're entirely in Namibian, I don't know him like personally, but I know who he is because we've, you know, interacted a few times. But he streams solely just on his Facebook account. And on his Facebook account, he plays the popular gaming titles that what's the current one's name that they use? The shooter, the Battle Royale shooter known as, it's World at War, Call of Duty World at War. Now, here's the interesting thing, guys. He already has his own job. But in terms of him getting there, one of the easiest routes, because like I mentioned, you can use your PC or your laptop, and all you need to do is, you know, have the other in terms of elements. Now, he is a gaming streamer. You can be a streamer just even if you're a teacher or even if you're someone that just has a discussion to host, you can do something like that, depending on your discussion. But your hardware is one of the essential things that will allow you to stay connected or sort of like bring content to any following or, you know, any audience that you want to generate. So what are the easiest platforms in terms of infrastructure? So as I mentioned, the platforms can be Facebook, Google, or meaning YouTube, or it can be Twitch, which is owned by Amazon, or it can be Dailymotion, but I don't know if Dailymotion is as popular anymore because Dailymotion actually existed before YouTube did. However, it started losing a little bit of its touch, its appeal, and stuff like that because Dailymotion, for one reason or another, could not give you like full-on videos of things. And people were always committing copyright infringements because they were posting or sharing videos of movies, of protected work, like music videos, stuff like that. And Dailymotion had one of the worst loading or buffering experiences. I'm telling you guys, you would be accessing Dailymotion, but the unfortunate thing is the moment you try to play the video, it had one of the slowest loading times. Google, obviously, when they bought YouTube, they improved on the accessibility element. Now, YouTube is one of the easiest ways to stream, as I mentioned. YouTube also, like what Facebook does, because if you follow us on our Facebook page on Eagle FM, and you actually follow, you'll be getting alerts about every time that our new programming comes up, because it's the way that we actually inform you, even if you're offline or partially offline, that your favorite discussion is currently going on or your favorite programming has begun, that alert comes through. So Facebook does it automatically for you. Google does the same thing through YouTube, or YouTube does the same thing. It also sends you the alerts. However, in terms of, you know, seeing it on your mobile device, it's not as quickly, it's not as quick as Facebook does. So you might have to tinker a little bit with your Facebook, not with, with your YouTube account a little bit. Now, if you go either the, either one of the way, remember your hardware investment or your hardware setup. So if you're going to be a gamer, there's only two ways. Either you're going to be a console gamer or you're going to be a PC gamer. If you're a PC gamer, your PC will be using other platforms in terms of recording and also uploading or directly broadcasting your experience. If you're going to use your mobile phone, it'll be even more direct because the, especially with YouTube, it allows you to have that kind of experience, not experience, but that capability. All the functions are actually in the software on your Google, on your YouTube account. So it will take care of all that in elements. But if you are someone that's cognizant of your battery power, your phone actually, you know, trying to save on battery power and stuff like that, you, it would be safest if you just record yourself first and then upload. Remember also that YouTube allows for editing abilities. So if you're going to be a content creator, YouTube will allow you to edit. They will have editing functions. They will like allow you to add on special effects, various effects in terms of your videos that you'll be uploading to your platform. So the nice thing is actually you will have one, you'll have like the content creators, what do you call it, access point from the other end, which will allow you to do things, but you will need a laptop or a PC in that regard. So as that, you know what your final product looks like before you release it, but then you'll only be posting or sharing or uploading, which is good. It allows you to control your content and also have enough time to work in between. If you're going to be a direct live streamer, any mistakes you make, for example, foul language, stuff like that, you do get reported. If your audience doesn't like, you know, people that are pretty rude or have pretty bad manners in their podcasts or even in their live streaming sessions, you, your account can suffer bans or even slight bans or account terminations, which are permanent. And if it's permanent, it's usually assigned to your IP address because they perma-ban you based on your IP address. So be careful in terms of when you start off with your content, don't have any crude language or rude language or foul language incorporated in it, nor other bad experiences, because people do get reported, guys. Now, if you're going to choose your hardware, and if you're going to start something from a PC, laptop, as I mentioned, guys, be aware or take into consideration your hardware demand. If you've got someone that invests into a PC box, here's one of the things that you can always be, what do you call it, safe to understand, is that most of your streaming capabilities will be thrown onto your processor, as well as also your graphics card. That's now for someone running on a Windows machine. Now, your ideal desktop for streaming can run games even on high. So if you're going to be a gamer, they will run your games on the highest settings, you know, in terms of having that very pretty, very nice experience or surreal experience. I would not advise it because it's all about your power. Here in Namibia, we are power sensitive, meaning electricity sensitive, because the machine eats a lot of electricity. It consumes a lot of extra electricity. Trust me, guys, it does. So try to keep it on as mid-range settings in terms of your entire experience that runs from your streaming right through to your, even if you're playing a game or even if you're just watching a movie and you're, you know, just taking in that interactions of how your reactions are. Try to keep things on mid-level kind of settings or range of settings, because it's essential that the people just need to see you experience something, but they don't need to see how good your quality is. You're not there to review technology. Even if you are reviewing technology, some of the best technology review guys on YouTube, YouTube would do everything in the highest definition standard. You don't have to worry about your camera settings and stuff like that. You just have to worry about if you're clear enough and whether people can, you know, see and enjoy your content that you're creating. So in terms of your hardware investment on your part, it depends on your need, firstly. If you're going to be a gamer, just try and run things on mid settings as much as possible, because you have to be aware of, you know, the electricity usage. First and foremost, also, that if you want your streams to look as good as possible, and if you want to show off the latest AAA experiences, that AAA experiences have to do with movies, games, and, you know, other content creation or entertainment products, flashy graphics go a long way, essentially, in entertaining end viewers. But that's if you want to impress. There's a handful of guys that I also watch. They don't flash with, you know, impressive graphics cards and stuff like that. Sure, they can afford it. For example, like Shroud. Anyone that has watched a Shroud video, Shroud is one of the world's, he is considered one of the world's best gamers, because he also does product testing, product reviews before they come out. Now, Shroud won, if anyone has played Counter-Strike Go, Shroud has won the competition a handful of times. His skills are impressive. And what Shroud does is, you know, his sponsorships, you know, cover most of his living expenses, because he gets sponsored. Not like other streamers that I watch who actually generate their income from the stream, making their money from the stream. They get sponsorships for the stream only afterwards. So guys, remember, it's going to be a long road. It's going to be one filled with you investing on your own part. And the only thing that it can indicate to you is, don't try and break any bank. Just don't. It's just move as conservative as possible, meaning move at your own pace. Now, you've got to understand, guys, if you're going to look at one other element in terms of also understanding you know, the quality of your streams, if you're going to generate a screen stream, and if you're going to use a Windows PC, I'm going to stress Windows PC over a Macintosh PC, meaning an Apple PC. Windows PCs are the best. Although the Apple, the Mac app and Mac Macintosh guys do come fitted with built-in camera screens. Like this iMac. This is a what? Yeah, this is a Macintosh PC. They do come fitted with their own built-in camera setting. The nice thing is, sure, that works, but not all platforms conform, or not all games, if you're going to be a gamer, conform with Apple or with Macintosh platforms. However, most games in the world are built for a Windows platform. So you've got to look at the Windows element, and you've got to stress on being a Windows operator for most of the time. What does this mean? First and foremost, if you compare Windows machinery with Macintosh or Apple machinery, Windows machinery are actually the most cheapest to try and come by, the most cheapest to own, and also the cheapest, you know, to try and maintain. For Macintosh, not so easy. Macintosh, you can barely even fix them. If you do fix them, ask my one tech guy sitting here opposite me. He's not seeing me, but our experiences with Macintosh is that you can't really fix, maintain easily Macintosh products, although they do last you long. Pretty impressive, but try and work with and try and stay with Windows-based platforms. They're the easiest to use and so on. Now, in some software platforms, for example, like if you are going to use a let's for example say YouTube or Facebook or even Twitch, they have something known as an open broadcaster software or an optimization element or a plug-in or a add-on benefit to your account if you're going to be a content creator, known as Open Broadcaster Software. Open Broadcaster Software stands for OBS. Now, OBS software is usually built into YouTube and Facebook and Twitch, like I mentioned. All those things are actually already set up if you have a Windows-based machine or if you're going to use your phone. If you're going to use your phone, the easiest, like I mentioned, is rather just record yourself and then upload. If you're going to use direct streaming, your hardware will already include open broadcaster software plugins elements, because most of the latest, I'm not talking about the last 7-8 years of computer hardware for Windows-based machines, have already been optimized for open broadcaster software because there's been a major upsurge in, first and foremost, streamers. So the people decided to do things live. So you don't have to worry about an add-on in that sense. It's already built into your hardware if it's Windows hardware and you're going to stream directly. Second all to that is also understanding if you're going to have computer hardware, Windows-based ones, your graphics cards processing ability. Now, the one resource I've got here is talking about the NVIDIA versus AMD sort of like comparison element. It notes, for example, that the NVIDIA GeForce graphics card, the 1660, meaning the 1660 graphics card, is one of the best. I say one of the best, but it's the lowest you can go. But it's also an older graphics cards of the NVIDIA GeForce range is still and relatively affordable as well and can still maintain or sustain any streaming requirements. The moment you go into the latest ones of NVIDIA, you get the range, the 3060, the 3070, or even a 3080 range, meaning the 3 series, the RTX 3 series range. These are obviously high-end cards, guys. And these high-end cards, because they're the latest technology, they do stress certain requirements, certain tech requirements in terms of if you're going to invest in a high-end graphics card for that matter. Heading into the other sort of like comparison of graphics cards, that being now your AMD setup. No, apologies, not your AMD setup. Heading into your central processing unit. Your CPU is your processor. That's now your Intel i5, i3, i7, your AMD Ryzen 3, 5, 7, 9 ranges. You've got to understand also the workload that your processor will also have to experience. If you're going to use your laptop, guys, be very, very sort of like considerate to your laptop. Although your laptop has got a built-in camera already, be very considerate in terms of the power usage because you'll be throwing double the work. Your laptop will be connected to the internet while also being connected to your power usage. And usually when you do a dual workload on your laptop, you first make sure that your laptop actually says a i3 or an i5, a processing unit. For the pure sake of that, you've got to understand the workload that you're going to throw onto the laptop's processor. If you're going to use a laptop, you've got to understand your laptop's, you know, what workload you're going to throw at your laptop. It's not just going to be about you typing a Microsoft Word document or even a Microsoft PowerPoint presentation that you'll be constructing. No. You'll actually have your data on while trying to record something and then trying to, you know, upload something at the same time. And this is all work that is thrown or dumped onto your CPU. Your CPU will then be, you know, working pretty hard in terms of, firstly, completing the tasks that you're throwing at it. After completion of the tasks, then still looking at the next task that you're going to throw it at again, which is technically just staying on. The best guys out there, there is currently sort of like another comparison going on between AMD and Intel, but you don't have to worry. As long as it starts from the Core i5 or from the Ryzen 5 range, if you're going to have a standalone PC, you might, you know, for ease of operation, start from the i5, i7 as well. Or if you've got an AMD processor already, the Ryzen 5, Ryzen 7, you know, range as well, because they sort of like fit in the same numbering series. That's now Intel and AMD's people. Now, if you're going to ask me, you know, why is your processor being considered? If you're ever going to consider buying a laptop or you're ever going to consider buying a PC or anything that's a computer that's about computer hardware, remember when you go out and you look at the hardware, you look at two things. You look at memory and you look at your processing power. As a consumer of electronics, you look at two things. You look at the type of processor that the PC or the laptop has, and you look at the memory. Memory allows, it speaks to how many programs you can install on the machine. Processor is all about how much work the machine can do. You don't have to worry if the processor does not have a built-in graphics card, stuff like that. That's not important, you know, starting off in terms of as a consumer of electronics. In terms of just for you, you know, weighing up, comparing your demand, your workload requirement, consider those two things when you are going out. Even as a student, even as someone starting university or uni now, consider these two things. When you're buying a laptop, always look at the processor and always look at the RAM, the memory. The only two elements, everything else comes secondary after those two things, because it's important for you to consider what is going to be my requirement and what is going to be my workload demand on the machine. That will dictate what you will be using your machine for. The same also when you decide to become a streamer. Now, one thing that is always being and not fully considered is if you're going to use a microphone for streaming or not, or you're just going to talk. Guys, you do not know how important a microphone is. Yeah, sure. Yes, I'm in radio. We're in radio here at Eagle FM. And it is essential for us to have a microphone. But when you're even streaming, you can select whether you want to go, you know, use or incorporate all the ambient sound in, you know, your setting. Ambient sound, guys, is all the noise, natural noise, the whole setting as it is. So if I'm talking now without the mic to you on the camera, you'll have the element of, let's say, for example, a motorcycle driving in the background in the street, and you'll be able to hear that noise, which will then drown out all the noise that you hear here that I was supposed to generate through me speaking to you. However, if you use a microphone picks up what is supposed to be in the foreground, meaning me talking to you, and the noise I'm generating, which is me speaking, or the sound I'm generating, is what you're hearing first off, as opposed to, you know, allowing the device's microphone to pick up everything else. It's important, if you're going to decide to become a streamer, wear a microphone. There is another YouTuber, I'm going to use as another YouTuber as an example. There's another YouTuber, he's known as Bald and Bankrupt, an Englishman. He's technically a travel blogger. A travel vlogger, because he makes video blogs, and he uses the little lapel microphone, the little one that you sometimes see on TV in TV productions or even in news productions on air, and that is his go-to microphone. It's easy to carry, it picks up your sound, and it's all just about you, your narration, you talking to your audience. So nonetheless, if you want a quick and accessible microphone, the lapel microphone is one of the best. It's just something that you can put on your, even just the small ones that you can buy here in Windhoek. I know there's a few shops here in town where they give you it looks almost like a lapel mic, but it's a small little thing. It's about, you know, this big. It's about a good 5 centimeters in length. You get an omnidirectional one and you get a single, you know, directional one as well. Single direction is like the microphone here with me. It only picks up what's coming from the front. Omni picks up all the noise around it. On that same level, guys, you can, you know, it's your choice in terms of your work demand. If you want to become a streamer, what you want to use. Webcams, if you have a laptop, your laptop has a built-in webcam. If you're going to have a standalone PC, you will have to acquire a webcam, you know, on top of that. Installation will be your second headache. And then, you know, setting out a balance between your hardware that everything functions properly alongside your microphone as well. Your laptop, I've seen on some of the nicest platforms like Microsoft Teams, a laptop is the best because it also sometimes has a built-in microphone at times. So kudos to that for some of the technology manufacturers. That's pretty impressive. However, getting into, you know, a standalone PC, you will then have to add on a microphone. You will then have to add on a webcam, for that matter. And these are just some of the extra things that you'll have to also do. Remember to always switch off your webcams, guys, because, you know, there's always the fear of hackers. And hackers love accessing people's stuff through their webcams. So always remember to switch off your webcams in that matter. Heading in to sort of like the end of our discussion, you know, there is always a plethora of things that you can always add on, but this is more of, you know, additional value addition in terms of your streams. You can always select which platform, the easiest, go for the easiest, start with the easiest, which is YouTube. If you go through Twitch, Twitch is generally paid for, almost like a Netflix account, but it's paid for. Do not go through Twitch. I have to stress that, guys. Do not go through Twitch, because Twitch, the moment if Twitch does not see you've paid your account, just like Netflix, they switch it off. With YouTube, it's up to you, man, whether you want to monetize your account or not, whether you want to just keep it free and simple and as a social project for yourself, go through your YouTube account. Facebook is another free one. That's also the best. If you're going to be a game streamer, just, you know, be mindful in terms of some of the things that you have to set up, as well as also the amount, your consistency levels. Your consistency levels in terms of becoming a streamer is one of the most essential things. And like we ourselves here on Eagle FM, we are consistent because we give you our discussion points daily, every day, on the hour, every hour, and it's up-to-date discussion points for that matter. This, however, brings us up to the last 2 minutes of the day session. And guys, if you're going to start off streaming, do remember what you want to talk about with your audience. You can even talk about, you know, gardening for that matter. Or if you want to talk about something real, you can even talk about, you know, just social discussions and some of them. I know that there's a whole host of people that have begun like talking about their culture and stuff like that here on Facebook, even on beginning some of their stuff. That would be one of the best ways also to start things off. Start off with that and then just, you know, get your discussion platform going. One of the best things that I've ever seen was two men in Germany. They began a podcast, but a podcast can morph into so many examples of things, because it can become a stream like Joe Rogan's experiences, like some of the other podcasting platforms that exist out there. These guys were two men. It was a journalist and the other guy was a lawyer. And they just began this discussion, you know, almost like having a forum of discussion points. They began online, firstly, in front of a camera. And then it became so popular that they had to host it in an amphitheater where they broadcast, where they not just have a live audience in front of them, but they also broadcast to a online digital audience at the same pace. And that brings us up to the end of today's program of your Tech Eagle here with me, Dwight, on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. In terms of following on with our product programs for the rest of the day, to follow up after mine will be the brand conversation heading into On the Radar at the top of 1 o'clock. We'll bring you your daily news bulletin items and discussion points, and the rest of the programming will follow on later on. Find me later tonight at 6:30, as we will be tackling a different discussion point then, which will be the business and economic zone. For that matter, see you later tonight, and remember, stay tuned to your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massive?
No, that's not what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
The following show is a playback from Eagle FM podcast. The following show is a playback from Eagle FM podcast.